It can be kind of good for us to think about our image of God. When we hear the word God, what image comes to our mind? Is it a comfortable image? Or is it perhaps even a little bit of a frightening image? Is it an image of one who opens to me, one who receives me, one who forgives me? Or is it an image of one who judges me, who looks for ways to condemn me, to find fault with me? The image that we have of God is a very important image because it will do much to influence our relationship with God. If our image of God is an uncomfortable one, a frightening one, we're probably going to try to distance ourselves from God. But if it's a comforting one, we're much more likely to try to draw close and take encouragement and hope from a relationship with God. Today we celebrate Trinity. Now that's a little hard to get an image of. You know, when I think of it, I always think of a triangle. Well, that's not very comforting, is it? But I wonder if we can't try to develop a different image. Could we think of Trinity as community? Can we think of Trinity as a God who is eternally bound together, three persons by bonds of love? And can we think of that love as overflowing? Overflowing to produce all of creation. And can we think of that love as when we had rejected it through sin, reaching out to us through Jesus, His Son, to draw us back to Him? Can we think of that love as wanting to forgive us, no matter what we have done, where we have been? Can we try to re-image God in our lives and in our hearts and minds? In the gospel reading today, we have Jesus commanding His disciples to go forth and preach to all nations, telling them to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those are really familiar words to us. So familiar that maybe sometimes we don't think about them too much. But what does it mean that we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Doesn't it mean in some way we are being drawn into the very life of God Himself? That God who is Father, who is Son, who is Holy Spirit. Baptism is for us a way to be drawn into the very life of God. And that happens to us through the God-man. Through the Son of God who took on our humanity. Who died for us and rose to a new life. And who now wants to gather all of us to Himself so that He lives in us and we live in Him and we share in that very relationship of love, which is the Trinity. That relationship that the Son has with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's what our baptism is all about. To draw us into the very life of God Himself. to draw us into Christ Jesus our Savior, and through that relationship with Christ Jesus our Savior, to have life forever. Far too often, I fear, we think that our way to heaven is to be as much as possible without sin. But that's not what gets us to heaven. It's not our sinlessness. It is Christ Jesus. Because no one of us could ever be so free from sin that we could earn our way to heaven. We have to live in that relationship with Christ Jesus, our Savior. That is our salvation. That is our hope. That is what our faith is about, to be drawn into oneness with Him. Now, the thing that separates us from Him is sin. And that's why it's so important for us to strive to overcome sin, because it is those serious sins that block that relationship with Christ Jesus. And if we are not united to Him, then we cannot share the life that is His. That's why the church gives us the sacrament of reconciliation, or penance, or confession. Because once we have alienated ourselves from Christ through sin, we need a way back. And that way back is the sacrament that has been given to us. It is, in a sense, a second baptism. A second being united to Christ Jesus our Savior, so that life of His can again flow in us, and we can live in Him and He can live in us. It's also why we have Eucharist, so that the life of Christ can continue to grow and deepen within us. You know, a husband and wife have to continue renewing their love and their commitment for each other through physical actions, through gestures of love. It's something like that in our relationship with Christ Jesus. We need those physical symbols, those physical gestures, so that His life can deepen in us and we can deepen in Him. And for that reason, we have the sacrament of His body and blood, so that we can be drawn ever more deeply into that relationship with Christ Jesus. And it is that relationship with Christ Jesus that then connects us to the life of the Trinity and gives us the hope of being caught up in that life forever in the kingdom of our God. This feast of the Trinity invites us to look at how we image God. Is He out to get us in a negative sense? Or does He yearn for us? Does He wait for us? Does He long for us? Is He a God who wants to draw us to Himself, who wants to share life with us forever? A God who looks for every opportunity to forgive us and draw us into the mystery of His life, the mystery of His love.